This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is.
Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire.
My grandson knows who Elvis is. That means. Right. Exactly. Elvis Presley, born this week. Now I'm trying to remember what day. What was it? 1936, I think, if I'm not mistaken. It was the 35th. January 8th, 1935. He died August 16th, 1977, at 42. Wow. Mother was Gladys. He loved his mom. Didn't care too much for his dad, Vernon. But they're all buried. You ever been to Graceland, Jennifer?
Sure
Jennifer
have.
Horn,
yep.
By the way. Yeah. Right? You see, walk around the backyard. And
it's funny
see.
Because I think you expect, like, this palace, but it's actually really not that. At least
small.
The house is not that big.
Yeah. Not impressive, not that big, but it's there. And so much history. 429 songs made it into the Billboard charts over the course of his career. That's pretty amazing.
And almost as many gift shops, which is weird, at the property.
Yeah. And a little bit of this
if
and some of that.
If you ever needed a TCB necklace with a lightning bolt, this is your place.
Taking care of business. Love Me Tender was the first movie he did in 1956, then Loving You in 57, Jailhouse Rock, King Creole, G.I. Blues. Think of all the songs that came out of all of these movies. Flaming Star, Wild in the Country, Blue Hawaii, that's really it. And Viva Las Vegas. Just Girls, 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 I think came out of that movie, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, Kissing Cousins, Viva roused about. Some of them were pretty good. Some of them are silly. Some of them don't go really anywhere. Lisa Marie, his daughter.
To see his career, though, how his music sounded one way at the beginning and kind of had a totally different sound at the end. You know, which is one of the big controversies. You like old Elvis, you like new Elvis. I like all Elvis, actually.
I do, too, for the most part. I don't like the early stuff, Hound Dog and Heartache Hotel. I never really got into those. But I love Are You Lonesome Tonight, Now or Never, Don't Be Cruel, I'm All Shook Up. Those are the kinds of Elvis tunes that were fun. His daughter was born in February of 1968. He was only married. Priscilla had such an impact on his life, but not necessarily as his wife, even though she's the mother to Lisa Marie. They only married for 5 or 6 years. And then, you know, he decided to go down a different route, if you will. So this is sort of Elvis Remembrance Week. Long live the King. Elvis Aaron Presley. Good to celebrate him, I think, because he is so much a part of Americana. But there is something else going on this week. The meteor showers. There's a total solar eclipse as well. And there's some super moon stuff that's going on. A lot of things in the heavens. So if for those of you who are new to the program, I'm a big fan of NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and anything going on in the skies, I'm liable to point your attention to or tell you to go look once I make reference to it to the NASA website, and you can see stories about the Great American Eclipse, for example, that comes this spring. I'm looking at some of the highlights. The total eclipse of the sun takes place, I think it's in April. But then there are other things, the meteor showers that are going on right now, the aurora borealis, the northern lights, all that stuff. And the sun will reach, it's cool. solar
activity.
That's
a reminder that there's so much bigger, there's just bigger, there are bigger things out there than just our little lives.
Yep, right, exactly. The sun is actually, there are some solar storms that have started, and it'll knock out the internet for a number of people. It'll knock out the transmission of this program from time to time, because this is a program delivered by satellite, and the satellite waves are affected by the solar, the blasts of heat, more radiation than anything else, that will just, it'll kick us in and out from time to time. It happens about once every 18 months, I think, as I go back through all of the hemming and hawing that gets done. We have to come up with excuses. Well, what happened to the signal? Check with the sun, please. Old man soul. Speaking of checking with old man, Donald Trump. See what I did there, Jen?
I see that.
Apparently pressured Michigan election officials not to certify the election, and it's been caught on tape. I'm sure that you have probably talked about this. Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, one of the most popular morning programs in the country on local radio stations. And to be fair, and this is something that we kind of were talking about before, where you go, I don't believe in discussions, lengthy discussions on the air about political matters. I don't think that's what this program is. This program has never really been about that, and it will continue not to be like all the rest of the stuff that's on the radio, because I think there's enough of it. But every once in a while, I feel like it's necessary, because as we talk about the things that matter, from time to time there are things that come up with Trump that are not the same old, same old. And that's interesting. This is a story that echoes a situation in Fulton County, Georgia. So now there are two. There's Fulton County, and that thing is in the courts. And now there's another one in Michigan. So apparently he spoke by phone to two Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers, pressuring them to not sign the certification. So it's interesting that he went that far himself and left himself open for the kind of criticism that's going to come because of it. Now, I'm sure you have a spin on this.
No, there's no spin. I mean, it's just people are going to always consume this based on where they are or what they think happened during the 2020 election. Trump still to this day thinks that there was some funny business going on in 2020. And from all the stuff that I've seen, I can't blame him. I don't know what that is. I mean, remember, the election was determined by about 21,000 votes. Everybody's like, oh, you know, this. But really, when you look state by state, just how many votes determined the election, it was very, very close. And this was something, this was the first time we had the mail-in stuff by and large across the country, because they used the COVID pandemic to keep people away from voting in person. So there were questions. And you know what? There are questions in this election. There'll probably be questions in the next election. Trump,
I think there'll be questions forever. Because I don't think it's possible to have a fair and honest election for two reasons. One, because there's three reasons. The interference of the Russians and the Chinese, and the hacking that goes on and continues to go on, and yet, you know, people, we criticize them. We do the same thing with with stuff in their countries. But it does make a difference, and has made a difference, in terms of social media. Now, the other thing that's important to remember when it comes to trying to figure out where all this stuff goes is we have become so focused on the two parties. I was on the plane yesterday. I was talking to somebody who thought we ought to have just anybody who wants to run. Never mind parties. The parties have too much of a stranglehold on what we do, and I think that's true. I think there needs to be far more, the variety of candidates is restricted because these parties control everything that gets done. So it's always in the name of the parties and not in the name of you, the American public, that gets served. And that's not healthy. I don't think it's healthy at all. Frankly, I think we have a very sick system, and I think to a point Trump is right. I don't think it's fair. I don't think you can get a, as long as we have the electoral system, the electoral college, it's easy to question the results. And then there's so much politicking going on, and the mail-in votes, the fraudulent stuff that gets done if you vote early. It's not, no, It doesn't, it needs not to work that way, but we haven't, these people have contrived a situation so that they've come up with stuff that will, trying to convince you to mail your vote in. That's, no.
I so I can speak as someone who lives in California, and we're talking across the country, and every state has different rules. So
yes.
California has not pulled anything back after COVID. They love the fact that we have this excuse to keep people out of the polls. So now what's happening in California is Republicans are saying, you know what, if you can't beat these rules unless you start to win elections, so you need to start play by them. So vote early. Check your vote. They do have a scanning code so that you can see if your ballot's been, you know, taken in by the Secretary of State and counted. So follow your ballot through till it arrives. But a lot of the advice now for everyone, if the system is in your state to vote early, because what's going to happen is that whatever party you're in is going to be looking for who hasn't voted yet. If you wait till election day, they're going to spend all their resources on you when they could be pulling out people who don't normally vote. So it's interesting. I don't like it. I like just go on election day, vote on election day, get results on election day. But, man, for the last few years, it seems like we don't do that anymore.
And people don't go to the primaries. They don't get involved. The 20% that does end up voting in the primaries determines who the final candidates. The primaries are more important than the general election because
and
if you don't participate,
too.
These crazy lunatics that are on both sides, AOC on one side and Boebert on the other, man, she's here's another one. She's going to switch congressional districts. How does she manage to do that? Is she moving to another district? Is that what she's doing?
I think it's, I can't remember if it was part of redistricting or not, but there was something there where she can flop over into the other district. But I saw something that she, like, had an altercation with her husband, I guess.
Yeah, right, she did.
Called the police.
Yeah, an investigation is being conducted into that, as a matter of fact. Because she and her ex-husband were in a restaurant, and they got into a fight, almost got into a... She almost punched him. She didn't, she said. But it must be...
get him, girl.
These people. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, keep your hands fresh and free. All right, 18 after. This is Good Day. Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Way to enjoy it than get out and have some fun. Take a good walk with your dog, your pet. I don't know. You can't take a cat, though. Or next time from the pet show. You ever take cats out on a walk? Who takes cats out?
Of course.
Really?
All of the cats I've lived with walked on a leash and harness. And in fact,
really?
I would say a percentage of my listeners have taught their dogs, their cats rather, to walk on a leash and harness.
Okay. Well, good for them. Somebody sent me a question. Listen, what do you want me to, where do we go with that conversation? When pets die, how are their remains handled? This is something I read. This is L.A. Magazine, coming back from L.A. The last time when I was out there for the Gracies a couple of weeks ago. I grabbed the L.A. I like the L.A. Not the L.A. Times. I don't like the L.A. Times. The L.A. Magazine, though, is always interested. So there's a section. You probably know this section, written by Chris Lamag. And I think that's probably short for L.A. Mag, but I like the name Chris Lamarck. How about that? Anyway, when pets die in L.A., how do their remains get handled? And so I thought that was an interesting question, not just for L.A., but in general. What happens to a pet? Do they get buried in cemeteries? I know that there's a part of a pet cemetery in Forest Lawn, isn't there? Don't I remember that? Somewhere out there?
I'm not sure there's one at Forest Lawn, but, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic because it depends on your relationship with your pet. Some people consider this their dog or this their cat. Or someone like you or someone like myself, this is my family member that has four legs.
I have Charlotte's remains, her ashes, in the nightstand by my bed.
I have right now, alongside my desk, I have the ashes of several of my pets, and in my night table upstairs where I sleep is my collar,
is my collar
from the first dog I ever lived with, Smokey. So, you know, it depends.
I have Charlotte's collar. I have her on the night post, that side of the bed by where the ashes are. I have her collar, and I have her leash.
Well, let me throw something at you, okay? And I talked about this on my show. Are there times when you're by yourself that all of a sudden you smell Charlotte? Or a dog or a cat? It happens to me.
That's very interesting you ask that question. I was changing the sheets the other day on my bed. Isn't it funny? This is like synchronicity with my friend Uri Geller. The same sort of thing, thinking about what it is that what is there about that odor, if that's what it is, or that not fragrance, but the smell, the scent, maybe that's the better word for it, that is part of, and you know what, it may come from the leash and the collar that I have hanging on the bed.
I know, call me eccentric and get online, but no. I just think it's in the brain. I think that there are certain smells that you live with that make you feel good, that make you calm and comfortable. For some people, it's a certain smell on a candle. Some people, it's a different smell. For me, there are times, and I can't explain it, but there are times I might be sitting around or writing my show or I'm putting a thing together in terms of whether dogs are wave their tail left or right, what that means. But the bottom line is sometimes that smell will just come into my mind, and sometimes a tear will come out of my eye, or sometimes a smile thinking of something stupid that they did.
Yep.
Again, I think more people, I think people don't talk about it, but I think people, people's memories of their pet vary from scent to sound. Some people say they hear their dogs.
I think I thought at first after Charlotte died in 2015, I'd had her for almost 15 years, the urge to not have another bulldog. I was with somebody at the time, and we adopted a Staffordshire. Great, great, wonderful, wonderful dog. And then she and I went our separate ways, so I got Daisy. I thought at first I didn't really know that I wanted to have another bulldog, but I am so happy to have this dog. She is so wonderful. She's different than Charlotte, but yet she reminds me of Charlotte in a very good way. And the love, I just love, love, love this little girl.
Part of a dog is what's the input from their guardian. And so, of course, she's going to be very similar to Charlotte. My dogs will have similar traits because it's the way I treat them. So there are certain reactions I get from them. I just think that you never, ever, ever, you know, you may forget certain people in your life, but for some reason, they're so imprinted in our brain that we just, for most people, they're just with us our whole lives. I mean, I can still remember almost, and listen, I've had as many as 60 dogs, 30 cats, 22 rabbits, 6 chickens, 6 ducks, and 2 pet pigs all at one time. Up in Cobble Skill. And I can remember every single one of them, and I buried every single one of them myself.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that for cows, the cows I've had over the years, there's some I've been very close to, and I am now, and they certainly hold that place, not the same place that Charlotte did and Daisy does, but still there's a closeness there. The human-animal connection and the bond. It's a fabulous thing to celebrate, and we do it every week with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on
Air Forestry is a Swedish company using 5G to develop a harvester drone. It hugs the top of a tree, prunes off branches on the way down, saws off the trunk, and carries it to the nearest road. Electronic glasses from Canada's eSight help the visually impaired conquer conditions like macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy. Even legally blind people can achieve up to 20/20 enhanced vision. From Poland, Vasco Electronics introduces its Translator E1 earpiece that translates 49 languages in real time. And from Hong Kong, the Oclean X Pro Digital Sonic Electric Toothbrush uses a tiny built-in 6-axis gyroscope that tells you on an interactive touchscreen how well you brushed and which areas need more attention. At CES 2024 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The high court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day listening to my gramps on the radio.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. You get ready now, go get going, but don't you step on my blue shoes. Well, you can do anything, but lay off of my blue shoes. Knock me down, step in my face, slam my name all over the place. Do anything you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue shoes. Well, you can do anything, but they hold for my blue. Yeah.
Elvi,
you can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar.
Celebrating Elvis this week in 1935. Mr. Presley was born. A lot of fans have always loved him, especially when they hear Love Me Tender, right? He sold more than 1 billion records. Gold, platinum, multi-platinum. He had 63 albums that were more than anybody else has ever sold. He had 18 number ones. His television specials, especially the one in 1973 from Hawaii. 1.5 billion people around the world watched that. Right? Mm-hmm. Think about that. The number of people that go to Graceland every year, about 600,000. Think about that.
Still, to this day, which is
incredible. Yeah, right. His Lincoln Continental, 1956, that was the first new, he bought a Lincoln before he bought a Cadillac, which I thought was interesting, sold at auction for $250,000. His first car was $10,000, and then he, you know, at the time, $50,000 for a car is a lot of money.
Yeah.
There are a number, the number of books written about Elvis, 800. Number of fan clubs when he died, 65. Number of Elvis fan, this is when he died in 1977, there's 65. Number of Elvis fan clubs today, 625.
Wow.
How about that?
How many conspiracy theories about Elvis working at Burger King?
Right.
Remember those?
I do remember those. Yep. So the Beatles and Elvis were the ones in the 60s, man. They were everywhere. He was a good-looking guy. A lot of charisma. Had a great sense of humor.
Well, and he could shake those hips.
Yep, he did. Much to the chagrin. I remember once my mother, driving around. It was 1956. And she saw a couple of guys stop beside the road with those leather jackets on. They were on motorcycles. Their hair was all slicked back. And she said to me, "Don't you ever come home with hair that looks like that." And I never did. I always loved the music, but that hairdo, man. How many people have real ID? Do you have real ID, Jennifer? You prepared? You don't. Okay. Yeah. Do they not require it in California in the driver's license, or you just haven't renewed your driver's license?
I think when you get it renewed, you have to do it, but I don't know. I haven't had to do that because my renewal came up during COVID, thank God, and the DMV was closed.
Yeah. Right. What a shame.
I know. Real bummer.
That's right. It's always such a great experience. Anyway, if you are, the government keeps changing this, so if you're confused by real ID, welcome to the club. Now it's supposed to not take effect till May 7th. What's the point of this? They keep talking about it, but they're going to...
You don't need it if you have a passport. You can fly with your regular ID and a passport, but now, I don't know, for a while it was you had to have the real ID in order to get on plane. I don't know. It's very confusing.
Well, I have two sources. I have three, actually. I have my driver's license, which, by the way, is real ID. I got it the first year they offered it. And it doesn't work anymore. They have these new cameras. When you go into the airport at LAX, and, well, I travel most frequently between Boston and LAX, so those are the two airports I go through pretty much once a week now. And when I stand in front of the camera and I gave them my mass ID, nope, doesn't work. What else you got? So if I hadn't had a passport or a, I have the little card, it looks like a driver's license, that comes from the State Department as well, I wouldn't have been able to get on the plane because these things are finicky and all the technology. Now, all of a sudden, we have to have our picture taken in order to get, it has to agree with the picture that's on your license. And if it doesn't come close enough to meeting, I have all the dots and all of the lines and stuff. If it doesn't agree, and apparently mine doesn't, and then you got another form of... They look at the picture. It's you. But yet the machine doesn't like it for whatever the reason, so they're not going to let you on the plane. They can tell, these idiots, they can tell by looking at you that it's you. But if the machine doesn't like your picture, then you can't get on. How do you like that? Let's hear it for our tax dollars at work, shall we?
Isn't that fun? I know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you got to have a little excitement when you travel. Are you going to make it on the plane or not? You know, keep it interesting.
On the wings of a snow white dove instead.
Did you see the Alaska plane, by the way, that departed?
Yeah, we should probably talk about that for a minute. The plane Jennifer's talking about, in case you didn't hear the story, last Friday night, an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX took off from Portland on its way to Burbank. And as it took off, got up to about 10,000, 12,000 feet, and one of the panels on the lower side of the plane just blew off. so people in the plane could see out of the plane to the ground.
A kid's shirt got ripped off of him.
Yeah. So now, you don't think Boeing, one of the great American companies, has been close to ruined by bean counters that don't have any idea how to run an aeronautics company. They know how to count money and push the stock price up, but they don't know how to run. These planes are nothing but, I was on one last week coming back from Florida. I'm not going to fly on one now. I'm just going to go around it. As much as I don't like to necessarily promote Airbuses because they aren't made in America, somebody reminded me that Airbus built a plant down in Georgia, and they're building all the Airbuses that are being consumed by American Airlines. Not well, American has more of them than anybody else, but you know, they're going, Delta's got some. United doesn't have too many, but Spirit has them, and JetBlue, that's all they use, and so they're all being made here in the United States. And the Boeing planes, the 737, have been around since 1967, and they've done different iterations of it. But this MAX thing with the, you know, you remember, was it 4 or 5 years ago when they first came out, 5 or 6 years ago, when two planes crashed because the pilots weren't trained to know how to control them when they went into, the engines were too powerful and the, you know, all kinds of stuff, and these guys didn't know how to fly the plane. The people who know how to fly didn't have any problem with them, but the people who didn't know how to fly, so they were all grounded for well over a year while they checked them out. Well, now they've grounded 131 of them in a particular run to check to see literally if the rivets are going to hold the skin of the plane on. That's how bad Boeing has become. And what a disgrace. It really is. It's a wonderful, wonderful company. It has been. But now it's just
people
are
finding phones on the ground, still functional, that have been sucked out of the plane.
Right. Yep. So I remember back in the 70s, late 70s, there was a 737 that was on duty in Hawaii. What the heck was the name of the airline? It was in Hawaiian, but it wasn't called Hawaiian then. It was, anyway, Aloha. That's what it was called, Aloha. And the top of the plane had just blew off when they were going from island to island. And so they looked at it and found that because those planes were in basically the rust belt of the Pacific, you know, you are out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, all that salt air gets into cars and trucks and planes. So the planes never got off the islands, and the salt ate away and corroded the side, again, where the rivets and stuff hold the... When you get on a plane, look at the side of it. You can see where the rivets are that hold the skin on. They're smooth because they have to have smooth skin in order to fly well. But that's, you know, those things not applied properly. With all the pressure, see the pressure in the plane as it goes up, the cabin's more pressurized. You don't really feel it unless your ears pop when you're going down. But that's all that pressure pushes on the skin of the plane. And if the plane's obviously not constructed well, but who can imagine that a company like Boeing would get to this point? That's the thing that's very troubling. All right, here's something else troubling. The new poll out today, Jennifer, asking Americans how bad are things at the border. President Biden and his approval rating going down, down, down. It has dropped mostly because people are fed up with what's going on the border. His approval rating based on how he's handling immigration in a general sense is at an all-time low. And so we all have concerns, it seems to me. And you know, this even crosses party lines at this point. This is so ridiculous. And so now here they are today warning Texas that it will sue them if the state implements a stricter immigration law than the feds want. Who's the feds? The feds or Biden and his group? This is, what is it called, Jennifer? I think it's called SB4.
Yeah.
Empowers the state to arrest, jail, and prosecute migrants suspected of entering the country.
Because what they're having to do is take, I mean, they're taking the brunt. Texas, Arizona, California take the brunt of the people coming in. And so while you hear Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, crying about the people he's getting, I mean, think about what Texas is getting every single day. And these towns are collapsing. Eagle Pass is a big one that is just collapsing, and the federal government's doing nothing. So then the state says, well, even though this is under the purview of the federal government, we have the right as a state to defend ourselves. And so now there's going to be a big argument. If the Biden administration doesn't just soften, which they should, there's going to be a big argument about federal and state power to protect yourself. And it probably go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Well, and it should. The fact that, I mean, I'm not a fan of Abbott's necessarily at all, but I do think that the people of Texas don't deserve all of this huzzery, neither do the people in New Mexico, Arizona, or California, where all of these migrants to the tune, what was it, in December, almost 300,000 came across the border?
Over 300, yeah.
And so last week, the Biden administration was taking Texas to court because they wanted to cut holes in the fence that had been set up. You know, those wire, that like razor wire that was put three piles high so that it keeps the immigrants from coming in. They want to take it down. Biden's administration wants to take it down because you fill in the blank.
Right. Under Trump's administration, when they were buying supplies for the border wall, those supplies are just sitting in piles in the desert right now. So, I mean, if it's already paid for, if the materials are already there, fix it, finish it. But instead, they just rot. It's a waste.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. All right. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how our tax dollars are used. Of course, on the other side of things, American Civil Liberties Union is arguing the law with the Biden administration. So, crazy stuff. It's 48 after here on Good Day.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, time for Good Day Health, continuing with our focus on Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has two very formidable websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yep, he is the Forbidden Doctor. And then there's JackStockwell.com. He's a NUCA chiropractor and also a GAPS practitioner. So the NUCA stuff, you can proceed to figure that out at JackStockwell.com. And then the GAP stuff is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you get the Lee enzymes and that sort of thing. So every week we get together as part of his hour-long Good Day Health show, and he's brought to us by the secret to success in weight loss, Calitrin, which we'll talk about a little bit as we go through this portion of the program. There's a question that came from a listener that I thought I would ask you before we go into walking and stuff. The temperature of an air conditioner. What's the ideal room temperature? I suppose we could say this. I was in a hotel on Saturday night, and I always fiddle and fuss with the air conditioning because it never really works right. I always feel it's either too cold or too hot. But I guess I thought I would ask you, expert on all things regarding health, what's the right temperature to stay cool and be healthy? You got a thought on that?
Yeah, whatever. What I like personally is the temperature that a light cover over me when I'm sleeping, like a sheet. Yeah. If I need more than a sheet, it's too cold. And if a sheet is too warm, then it's too warm. But when you go to hotels and places like this, all too often the thermostat is too near the air exhaust.
Yeah.
So one little corner is going to be cold and the rest of it is going to be too warm.
Yeah.
So you know, that one thing to watch out for. But again, it's whatever's comfortable. For me personally, I just like a light sheet over me when I sleep. That's the perfect temperature for me. A blanket is too, it's just too cold.
I have a sheet and this little flannel sheet that I put on top of it. That is what I consider to be the comfort zone.
Perfect. perfect.
Yeah, right. Probably all these damn, every time you go to a hotel, a lot of people are doing it at home, they have these duvets, these heavy, heavy things. They're not good for you. They cause sweat, and in the sweat are germs and mites and molds and whatever else crawling around in your nose and your ears and your mouth while you're asleep. Yeah. How's that for a picture?
Parking lot and sleep in your car.
Right. All right. There's a new study that suggests that walking, this is duh, can help your heart. But, as always with Jack, there's always a but. So what's the but?
Well, it's in the journal Circulation. It's probably the most popular peer-reviewed peer-reviewed cardiac magazine from the American Heart Association is suggesting that a simple daily 20-minute walk will take the place of vigorous physical activity. I mean, there's things out there that say you need 150 to 300 minutes. I mean, 300 minutes is 5 hours of moderate intensive physical activity. Well, this study that was just recently published said, no. And I don't mean just a tiny little stroll. I mean a walk that where you don't lose your breath. If you lose your breath when you're walking, you're walking too fast.
Really?
But you want to walk fast enough that you can that you're going to get some exercise. But
I thought that was called conditioning. No, I thought that was conditioning. That was called when you push yourself, whether it's in the gym or whether you're walking, whatever it is. What is it? No pain, no gain?
That's not true. That's an absolute false thing. And what the study is showing in the people that they studied, especially, it came out of the Medical University of South Carolina. And what they found is that just a 20-minute walk to the daily routine was just as effective for working with body weight, for blood pressure, for blood sugar levels, as very heavy, vigorous workout. And a lot of people simply won't do it because they don't want the heavy, vigorous workout. So what I do is my office is on the 6th floor of the office building where my clinic is. I walk up 5 flights from the 1st floor up to the 6th floor. When I get up there, I'm telling you, I'm out of breath. But I get my breath back pretty quick.
Yeah.
And my brain is energized. My muscles are energized.
Conditioning.
And I shoot through the morning. Yes.
Conditioning.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, a good way to you were going to finish the sentence.
Well, we just want to improve the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. The three major ones, body weight, blood pressure, blood sugar, and just 20-minute walk a day, not a stroll, a good, crisp walk, is just as effective as very heavy, vigorous workout.
On to Ken. All right, so a good way to lose weight, too. Collagen, protein, the enzymes, the digestive enzymes, very similar to Lee enzymes and aloe vera. Main ingredients of Calitrin, so it helps you lose the weight. Check it all out at toploss.com, if you please. Jack Stockwell, here on the Good Day Health Program, with his words of wisdom. And they are words of wisdom. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.